This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Madeline Brand. The presidential candidates are focusing on a key battleground state today, Florida. They are both there campaigning.
Even as Senator McCain is forced to defend states he thought were sure things, including his home state, Arizona. There's a new poll there that says the race with Barack Obama in Arizona is now a statistical dead heat. NPR's Ted Robbins reports.
A month ago, the polls in Arizona were all over the place. One had McCain up by 21%. Another had him up by 7%. Either way, McCain was holding his own. But the latest Arizona poll shows McCain with 46% and Obama with 44%. That's within the 3-point margin of error. Arizona State Professor Bruce Merrill conducted the poll. He says new voters, especially young people, Latinos, and new residents, are registering independent and Democrat in what was a reliably red state.
I think there's significant changes in the demographics, and basically that's been exacerbated in this election cycle by the collapse of the economy.
Arizona ranks near the top in home foreclosures and depends heavily on the ailing construction industry. Merrill says voters he polled are blaming Republicans.
It surprises me in that we've made up that much ground that quick.
Democratic Arizona Congressman Raul Grijalva is surprised because Arizona has not been considered in play, so it's gotten few resources from either campaign. Arizona has 10 electoral votes, as many as its heavily contested neighbors Nevada and New Mexico combined. So now that he sees an opening, Grijalva has asked the Obama campaign to spend more money in Arizona during the last week.
The door-to-door, the phoning, it's going well. What we need the help is in some media purchases. They're evaluating that, and we'll see what happens in the next day or two.
Sean McCaffrey would like to see more resources in Arizona, too. McCaffrey is executive director of the Arizona Republican Party.
There's not a state in the nation that on either side of the aisle, in some way, shape, or form, wouldn't want to have more money coming in from their candidate or their party.
But McCain has less money, so less flexibility to shift it out of longtime battleground states. McCaffrey notes that Arizona has 200,000 new voters just since the primary last February.
That's 65,000 Democrats, 66,000 new independents, and 59,000 new Republicans.
In the past, McCain has gotten a lot of support from independents, and McCaffrey's hoping they break for McCain in the last week. The new poll, however, shows Obama has been closing the gap by attracting independents and women to his campaign.
The battle is definitely on to turn out every single one of those people.
A high turnout could affect other Arizona races. Democrats picked up 2 congressional seats in 2006 and hope to add another this election. That would give the state its first Democratic majority in Congress in 45 years. But clearly, neither side thought Arizona would be in play in the presidential contest. Sean McCaffrey still predicts McCain will end up with a double-digit win. A defeat in his home state, of course, would be a huge blow, even if it ends up being only symbolic. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.